The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
July. For those of you who are fatalists, a week from Friday we have the 1st of August. I don't know if that's fatalism or not, but understanding the realities of what is happening in terms of time. I was watching Into the Wormhole. Have you ever seen that Morgan Freeman show? I think it's on Discovery, isn't it, Kenny?
Yeah, into I think the, so.
Yeah. Very. I was watching on the plane.
I have not, but I believe I've fallen into one.
Have you?
Once or twice.
What, being on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Jennifer Horn. Ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause for Jennifer Horn, who's here live and lively.
I hope, Ken hold Kessler. On, let me check my pulse.
Yeah, good for you.
So far, so good.
Yeah. The essence of... what's going on? Why did I...
you said you fell into the wormhole with Morgan Freeman.
I did fall into the wormhole. That's why I was thinking about how time and the essence of time and what goes into making up time, how it is so precise, and how one of the episodes in Into the Wormhole looks at time so you understand how the scientists who look at what's the future hold for the Earth and for the galaxy and for the planet. It's so precise. The timing of the universe is so perfect. And think about it in terms of our own existence. Every day at this time, I can look out the window and see the sun come up. Every day, I can see the sun go down at a precise time that is scheduled. That's not the same all year long, but it is predictable in that you can look ahead for 1,000 years, 1,000,000 years, and predict on August the 22nd, the year, you name it, 52,483, the sun will come up at 6:42 and will go down at 7:13. That's how
that
precise.
That's pretty crazy.
Isn't it, though?
And then it goes, that's it. You can set your watch, right?
Yeah, you can. Literally and figuratively, you can set your watch. So anyway, that the wormhole also expanding on the idea of evolution, fascinating ideas about where we all come from, and is God in charge of evolution? The theorists who say that think that there's, you know, either it's evolution or it's the 6 days God built the earth and the seventh day he took off theory. And this particular, 30-minute, or I guess 40, it was an hour show, but they take all the commercials out for what you see on the plane. So that 40 minutes was fascinating. All the scientists that were coming forward talking about how, in fact, there is a, it isn't a competitive idea stream, but it's compatible. Competitive, no. Compatible, yes. So we start the day off with a little bit of theory. Let's get down to facts here. The pro-Russian militants finally released a train full of bodies that had been on ice over the weekend, and they handed over the black boxes from the downed Malaysia Airlines plane. I was in Los Angeles last couple of days, and at the airport, there was a Malaysian airliner. And I
how can you not just look at that and go,
yeah,
I mean,
right.
I know the second one wasn't their fault-ish. I mean, reports are they were flying maybe a little too low, but come on.
Well, that seems to be counter. That's an interesting story in and of itself, Jennifer. There seems to be some sort of difference of opinion. Mm-hmm. First day, we were told by the snooze media that this plane was one of four that went over the air corridor of the Ukraine. And then the next day, you hear pilots from every airline. We were told no British Airways, no Lufthansa, no Air France. They didn't go. They're not dumb enough to fly over Ukraine. And then the whole pilots, group of pilots from all these airlines said, what are you talking about? There were 1,000 flights that flew over Ukraine that day. Yeah, above 30,000 feet.
Yeah, that they were maybe down. I mean, and it was a small little difference. But I thought I had heard yesterday that they were supposed to be at 32,000 feet, and maybe they were more at like 30 or 31,000 feet. Yeah.
Well, it still doesn't mean
it still doesn't mean you should take out a missile. Right.
And the Russians are dirty as hell on this. And so are the Russian separatists. So.
You know, what I thought was interesting about the media coverage, since you brought up this news media, about this, yesterday evening they were showing the rail cars, and they showed them opened up, and they showed arms sticking out of the back of these
arms.
Yeah,
like they're on their way to a gas chamber or something.
And I thought, okay, this must be cable that I'm watching. No, it was local news. It was local news here in Los Angeles.
Why is that a local news story? Why should that be on the local news? That is not a local story.
That our local news is pretty good about staying local. Our Channel 5, and which is like an independent. Of course, CBS, NBC, they do a little more national stuff. This happened to be a CBS affiliate.
It's not local news. Local news is not what happened in the 6 o'clock local news in Los Angeles. There's nothing going on in Atlanta, even. It ought to be on the news in Los Angeles, never mind stuff going on in Europe. By the way, speaking of Atlanta, the fellow that ran Dollar General, his name is David Perdue, no relation to the Perdue chicken people, I don't think, Kenny. He and Representative Jack Kingston of Savannah have been spending a lot of their time and money trying to get voters in and around. This is these are two who are running for the Senate race in Atlanta. In Georgia. And they're spending a whole... This is... The reason I bring it up is because it's so indicative of where politics has gone today. You got to have a lot of dough. You better either have some of your own, or you better be connected to people who have a lot of dough. Otherwise, you don't stand a chance. This is all about money. And all of the time that these people are spending trying to raise money to get you to vote for them. Those of you who live in Georgia, how do you feel about that? 888-302-3684. Corruption like you wouldn't believe, because you're tied to these people that give you money. If the Koch brothers help you win, you don't think they're going to come knocking on your door to get you to support whatever it is that their philosophy is? And then, by the way, George Soros on the other side, same thing, right? I see all these articles about the Koch brothers and what bad guys they are because of what they support politically. How is that any different than what George Soros supports on the other side? Right. Same stuff.
Yeah, they're on both sides.
Right.
Don't be kidded. 888- don't let yourself be kidded.
No, don't be kidded. 888-302 Doug. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStephan.com, or you can get to Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. A lot of people are commenting on the BuzzBox coffee. I've begun to get, because more and more people have signed up for this, is that the correct English? I've started to get. A lot of...
That's very Porky Pig of you when you can't figure out the first word to say.
That's all, folks. All right, so let's see here what I have here. By the way, this hour of the program brought to you in part by the folks that bring you BuzzBox coffee. If you don't like going to the dentist, how many people here like going to the dentist? Raise your hands, please.
You know, I actually don't mind, but I'd rather not.
Well... If you don't like going to the dentist, did you know that drinking BuzzBox coffee can help you reduce your trips to the dentist and thus save you do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do? BuzzBox coffee is complex. It contains naturally occurring compounds like caffeine. It also includes trigonelline. Yes, that's easy for you to say, Doug. Recent studies have shown that trigonelline helps defend your pearly whites, as it has antibacterial and anti-adhesive properties. This means that trigonelline helps stop the cavity-causing bacteria, strep mutant, just like a doctor report here.
But that's interesting, because you would normally think coffee doesn't do your teeth any favors.
No, right, exactly.
Cool.
All right, so anyway, you got other great reasons to get what's truly the best of the best coffee. That's USDA-certified organic coffee, shade-grown coffee, top 1% of Arabica-grade coffee, fairly traded coffee, and it helps support my Eastleigh Farm. Taste the difference. Make a difference one cup at a time by getting delicious BuzzBox coffee sent to you today free. To experience that free pound, call 866-456-7805. I think I woke up a bunch of people with that. Free coffee, folks. The best coffee you've ever tasted. Free. 866-456-7805. Or simply go to DougStephan.com. You'll see the orange, bright orange box on most pages, right-hand side of most pages at DougStephan.com. Click on it and order the Buzz Box Coffee.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking Super 8 thing.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Pow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
I had crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it.
Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belveeta.
Morning win.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from the Boston Mass.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app, it doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
The folks at Valvoline want you to know or remember they've been working on that which goes under your hood for 140 years. Very cool. They introduced motor oil back in 1866 and have been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline put it under your hood. All right, Jennifer, Dateline, Pennsylvania. What's the big story there today?
When you were a daddy, Dougie, did you shame your kids into doing the right thing?
I did not.
Well, they're doing that in Pennsylvania now. There are portraits of four Pennsylvania lawmakers that hang in the state capitol building in Harrisburg, and they now indicate via plaque that they were convicted of a crime.
Huh?
Yeah. So they've got these, you know, in Harrisburg, they've got a bunch of pictures of politicians. But, hey, four of the guys hanging up there did something kind of naughty. So do you take the picture down or do you just, like, do a little asterisk? So they chose to leave the picture up, but they installed plaques that said, hey, by the way, this guy up here, he was just convicted of X, Y, Z.
Really?
That's terrific.
We'll let his picture stay, but here's his naughty plaque.
Really?
I think it's a great idea. And it's so funny because it's like this big, gigantic picture with this little tiny plaque that says, you know. One of the guys up there, Robert Mello, he was in there. John Perzel was in there.
Mello, yellow.
Mm-hmm. Bill DeWeese and Herbert Fineman.
Herbert Fineman, that bum.
He was convicted of 2 counts of obstruction of justice.
Yeah, he's a bum.
According to his plaque, his criminal plaque.
Okay. All right, so that's the big news from Pennsylvania. Those of you who are there, but you're happy to be cued in on that. 888-302-3684 for your story of the day, 21 after, on Good Day.
A simple question for you.
can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Many of you like Jennifer Kenny, could you pick out Beyonce music in a storm?
I might, some of it.
Yeah. Like you recognize this as Beyonce. Yeah.
I have faith in you, Kenny. You'll be.
All right, so Jennifer, here is Wendy Williams talking about the rumors of a split between Beyonce and her husband, Jay-Z.
One of the biggest celebrity couples in the world could be over. You know it. Jay-Z and Beyonce. Well, personally speaking, I'm doing this story because I think that you're curious. Quite honestly, I think that this is the kind of couple that will stay together, you know, because it's good for business and because they don't want to disappoint us and because, you know, they don't want to disappoint, I guess, you know, our Father who art in heaven, you know. But anyway, so according to the New York Post, their On the Run tour could be the end of their marriage. Well, magazines and Entertainment Tonight style shows and whatnot have been talking for weeks about, you know, their marriage not being on such solid ground. They reportedly are trying to figure out a way to split without divorcing. In other words, a hood divorce. They say that they are worth $1 billion collectively, so that is a lot of money to divide. I could never stay together for the purpose of pleasing you all. Like, if I'm not feeling marriage, I'll be the first one to let you know. It's done. And I wouldn't feel any ways about it, and I don't feel necessary to stay married for kids. You know, we've talked about that before through the TV. But they, something tells me that they are both vain enough in their own separate rights that, like, he wouldn't want his fans to turn on him. Because once you lose Beyonce, does the world start throwing tomatoes at you? And then her, I don't picture her dating. You know what I'm saying? Like really, which is a shame. It really is a shame. But I don't picture her dating and getting out there and just really dipping it and doing it. And I think that if they do get a real divorce, it won't happen anytime soon. I say in like 2 or 3 years. But something tells me that it might be never.
Until the 12th of never. That's a long, long time. Wendy Williams from her daytime talk program about the rumors of the division between Beyonce and her husband Jay-Z. So if they're both worth about the same amount of money, collectively they're worth a billion, why don't they just take their own ballpark and
go home.
Yeah, see you later.
I think she's onto something. Maybe it's the ego.
Could be. All right, let's listen and see how much ego comes through from some of the late night hosts, the comedians doing their late night monologues, starting with Conan O'Brien.
Edward Snowden back in the news. NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden said that the military often shared nude photos that Americans had sexted to one another. The military would look at them and share them back and forth. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if your girlfriend won't send you naked pictures, just tell her, do it for the troops.
Well, now, this is a weird story. A man in San Francisco was arrested last week after he got drunk at the airport and then tried to pose as a TSA agent so that he could give pat-downs to female travelers. People could tell something was up because TSA agents generally don't say, "Auga."
You know, yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, and oh my gosh, it happens all the time, how quickly time goes by, how it sneaks right by you. 45th anniversary yesterday of the moon landing. How about that? 45 years. President Kennedy said, let's put a man on the moon. People said, okay. God, 10 years later, they figured it out and we put a man on the moon. That was 45 years ago. Nowadays, a big deal for us is we combine the croissant and the donut. We get a cronut.
Yeah. You know, what's more fascinating than anything else is that those ships that went to the moon had less ability than your cell phone, than your smartphone you have in your hand.
No.
Jeez. Yeah. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, why would Hamas start an air and now ground war at such a military disadvantage?
This is Ralph Nader. I've been working with conservatives on issues where we agree, like ending the NSA dragnet, cutting corporate welfare, and challenging trade agreements that undermine our sovereignty and economy. That's why I wrote Unstoppable. It explains how the left and right can work to dismantle the corporate state in 24 major areas for overdue change. You can play a role in this growing convergence and obtain my book by visiting Nader.org today.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Lowry. Given it's happened twice before, why would Hamas start an air and now a ground war, given that it starts at such a military disadvantage?
Well, I think they're in a desperate situation. Egypt has cut off these tunnels on the southern border, and they're just really hoping to create as much chaos as possible, to have as many innocent Palestinians killed as possible in the understandable Israeli retaliatory actions and actions meant to stop this, and hope that generates sympathy in the broader Arab world and sort of shakes things up. But it's a fool's errand, and it will end in tears.
I agree with everything Rich just said. I would add that I think that what really happened here, beyond all of the factors he cited, is Hamas was getting weaker and weaker and losing more and more credibility with people in Gaza. And I think this whole effort is an attempt to regain credibility with the Palestinian street. And the killing of civilians, which is collateral damage, the Israelis are not targeting civilians, is feeding that and is creating a circumstance in which more people are, in a kind of revanchist, dead-end way, rallying to Hamas.
I'm Mark Green, host of your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and...
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me. I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger. I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Couple of minutes here on the Good Day program with some updates on things that you probably are interested in or following. Let's see if we can do that here, updating some of the news stories. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on Good Day with a focus on this rogue gynecologist. I don't want to be too sharp here, Jennifer.
Don't worry, Dougie, you're not.
excuse me? I was rather rude. It's quite rude, in fact.
Oh, I love you. What is it? Go ahead.
I see
it. She's really proud of it, too. You, like, walked yourself into it. It was pretty funny. Okay.
All right. So, in terms of you visiting the gynecologist.
Yes, sir.
How would you feel if your gynecologist recorded and photographed your pelvic exam?
Am I getting paid?
By the doctor?
Yes.
Apparently,
like, am I a model? You know, they go, wow, that's the nicest one I've ever seen. Snap, snap, smile, a little to the left. No. Like, no. That would be disgusting and weird and creepy.
All right, well.
Why do you ask?
It seems that the chief gynecologist at Johns Hopkins Hospital decided to do a little extracurricular work on 8,000 women. Mm. Who went to Johns Hopkins to have their gynecological exam. So as a result of that, an announcement was made yesterday that Johns Hopkins, all these women somehow or other, there was a class action lawsuit, and the women and girls who were secretly recorded and photographed by the doctor during their exam will now be splitting up $190 million.
Wow.
$190 million to 8,000 women.
So how much do they get?
Secretly recorded. Well, 8,000 into 190. Let's see. That turns out to be about It's what, 20 some odd grand a piece, I think, doesn't it?
All right. I don't know if that's, you know, here's why that's so damaging, first of all, because it takes a lot of nerve to go to your gynecologist anyway. I mean, they see everything. And there are many women who don't
But do you feel more comfortable going to a female gynecologist?
Oh, no, I'd rather go to a man all day.
Really?
And I'll tell you why. I've been to both.
Yeah.
I've been to both male and females. And the female that I had was so rough. Yeah. And so matter of fact, because she's got the same parts I do, so I feel like, well, you know, she figures, come on, just suck it up. We've all got those things going on, you know, and just is more like that, where men don't know exactly if they take a wrong turn somewhere that might hurt you, so they're a little more gentle.
Really?
I find
that interesting theory, that is. Huh.
And just that's my personal experience. But back to my point, it's so hard to get women to go to the gynecologist anyway until you've had a baby. Once you've had a baby, you're like, oh, lift up that leg, it's fine. You know, because, I mean, you have no shame during pregnancy. I mean, you just have to, you know. But before that, it's hard. And then to have this ad, you know, the pressure of thinking your doctor's recording you, that's terrible.
Wow. I never thought about it that way, but that's because I'm a man. And
simplistic.
I wouldn't wouldn't necessarily think about it that way. But that's really, man, is that gross. Not only that, but invasion. There's all kinds of stuff. One would wonder how they found out.
I know. Well, you know, Ned, this is, it was a guy, obviously he was a guy, right? It was a male doctor that did this?
I believe that's correct.
So there's got to be something else that we don't know here, because every time you go into a room with a male doctor, they bring a female nurse in to make sure that there's no funny business.
Ah.
Or at least in my experience.
Huh.
And, I mean, with the female doctor, they don't bring anybody else in, but with the male doctor, there's a female nurse there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's good to know. I didn't know that. Interesting.
I'll tell you.
I don't know. I haven't followed that too much.
If you come to California in February, I'll take you with me to my next exam.
Thanks. I just got home last night.
You're welcome.
Yeah, right.
It'll be so exciting.
Yesterday, the Los Angeles paper, I noticed.
You have to stand north, though, by the way.
Okay. The Los Angeles Times highlighting a story focused on Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim, who may be the wealthiest man in the world, or at least he's close there, Kenny. I think isn't he top two or three, if not the, it depends on the year. But at any rate, he has made it public that he thinks a four-day work week, I'm sorry.
He wants three-day.
Three-day work week with a four-day weekend might work. A three-day, so how about this? Apply this to your own work situation. Could you imagine we did this program 3 days a week and that was it?
Well, here's his idea, is that you work 3 11-hour days a week.
Uh-huh.
Now, Doug, you and I easily do 11
hours. That's still 33 hours.
That's 33 hours. I think, and Michael, actually, we were chatting about this off the air. Michael Fortier, our producer, said, I'd be more into the four-day work week. And you know what? I'm with him. I think that works very well. You do 4 10-hour days, and you have a three-day weekend.
Well, sitting in the traffic on the 405 yesterday, Meredith and I were talking about the same thing you've heard me talk about any number of times. For example, Lockheed Martin has a facility at the airport. They work around the clock. So why don't they have people come in at 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, 6, 7, 8, 9,
you what I
all
run
across
for,
the day?
For mayor of Los Angeles, I'm going to run on that.
Okay, good. I'll vote for you. So what would you
change
think
of traffic pattern
about having more time to spend for you? How would your life be different if you worked 3 days, maybe even 4 days a week? Carlos Slim said that this would increase the quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you're only working 33 hours a week and getting paid commensurate with what people are being paid now, how are you going to have
you're
money for all
less.
That time?
Plus, you know that after like 8 hours or so of work, you do less work after a while. Your brain kind of slows down a little bit.
It depends on how challenging your job is. Kenny works those kind of hours. I do. You do. But Kenny is more focused, although you have different tasks during your day, Kenny. Do you change up how you approach putting things together as you work on this program, or do you do the same routine pretty much? I don't ask those questions because all I am concerned about are what the results are. So I don't know how you do what you do.
Oh, I change it up. There are days where part of what I do is I find some of the stories that we put on the website.
Right.
And there are some days where I feel like I'm hitting my head against the wall. I can't find anything that seems like it's interesting. I look at it, the story, and I go, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
And I just know that...
I think that a lot.
Doug.
Well, you know, and part of my job is to look at it and try and see it through your eyes.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And go, okay, I can see...
Try and make it a little more difficult. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So... At most times, I have to walk away, and I'll come back and try it again later.
I wonder if there's any health benefits from doing one or the other. Because if you're inside all day, conceivably you're not going to get much sunshine. But you will have more relaxation on the weekend, so maybe I wonder if that impacts your health at all.
Well,
but I would say, I mean, I don't think you'd even know. I don't even think you would notice, like, if someone did a 4-day work week. I don't think you would actually notice that. I think with a 3-day, you'd notice productivity goes down.
Yeah. All right. That's an interesting
strategy. Let's try it.
Yeah.
Tomorrow will be my last day for the week.
The rest of the week. Well, how would you do that? Would you have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday off? Would you work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? I know a lot of people, for example, bus drivers, the bus system has to work all the time.
Right.
So many bus drivers have Sunday through Thursday schedules. Their weekend is Friday and Saturday. There are a lot of people who work in stores that have that situation. It's just a question of what may work for you. But I always have noted, even when I've worked at various radio jobs, I've usually worked on, well, I've always worked on Saturday. It would be a 6-day. That was in the days when we all had, if we were working on individual stations, we worked 6 days a week. Well, we were on the air at work. We were on duty 6 days a week. That doesn't necessarily hold now. And I'm thinking, how would it be different if... I mean, I've always worked 7 days a week. It's just that's my work ethic. I have always done that, and I don't take time off.
Play this game.
No, I know. This game doesn't work. But under the circumstances, there are... Put yourself in the average person's shoes, and you could see where there would be... I would think if you didn't have money, you'd be probably likely to get another job. I'm wondering whether that would be the case or not. You get another job. What do you think? 888-302-3684. Okay. As I said, Dr. Ron Hoffman will join us in a couple of minutes. I want to talk to him about this gynecology story, but there are other things in Alzheimer's update that you may find interesting and important, compelling even. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get a 12-pack of Staples No. 2 pencils for 68 cents and rulers for a quarter and classic Crayola markers for 97 cents.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to store, staples.com for details.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boss beer, pretty boss and nasty. Responsibly.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now, experience it for yourself. Get a 5-quart Dexo synthetic blend oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $39.95 or less. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
Traveling in the off-season can save you money. That may sound obvious, but how do you know when off-season is? This is Pauline Frommer, editor of Frommer's, with the answer straight ahead, brought to you by Hotels.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If a hotel doesn't charge you for something, then it's free. Either that or you stole something and got away with it. Say free backwards and you get earf. When you earn a free night with the Hotels.com Rewards Program, you don't just earn a night, you earn a free night.
Earn one free night for every 10 you collect with welcome rewards from Hotels.com. The obvious choice. Free night does not include taxes and fees. See site for details.
Off-season can vary by destination, but it's almost always while school is in session. Or travel just after peak times, the weeks immediately following big holidays, to get great deals in otherwise pricey locales. And remember, Hotels.com is the obvious choice when you're looking to book a great hotel room at a great price.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
Hotel doors are for privacy. They're also the best way to get inside your room. The twin beds in hotels aren't special made beds for twins. When you spend less on a hotel room, you still get to use the entire hotel room.
Get up to 40% off hotels during the summer sale. Hurry and book by August 4th for travel by August 18th. Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Dr. Ron Hoffman is here with us on Good Day at 14 before the hour. Dr. Hoffman practices in New York, has a great website, does a lot of radio work. Dr. Hoffman, HOFFMAN.com. You have written a lot in your newsletter. That's why I use your website address, because I think there's a great newsletter there in the offing for people that want to take advantage of it. And you've written a lot about Alzheimer's and dementia and stuff. In fact, I was at the Santa Monica homeopathic pharmacy yesterday, and I had that list of the 12 things that you say people ought to take to avoid the problems of dementia and Alzheimer's. So a lady looked at me and she said, "What's this list?" And I said, "Can you get me all of these things?" She said, "Yeah, what's it for?" I said, "So that I will be able, when I'm your age, to be able to think clearly like you do." She looked at me, because she was a rather mature lady. But anyway, there also are risk factors, a lot of things being published now. Do we really have a lot of new information about Alzheimer's that can help people? Because I think there was one story this week that suggested fully 25-30% of Alzheimer's cases are unnecessary. You shouldn't be getting it. Did I lose
99% of the drugs that are tested don't work. And yeah. So more and more doctors are turning towards prevention rather than treatment of Alzheimer's, because otherwise we're going to have a big mess on our hands. We're going to have an enormous number of aging baby boomers who are, mm-hmm, frankly, dependent on society.
Yeah.
So prevention is more and more important. And, you know, elements of prevention, exercise is a biggie. And it actually turns out that it's more physical exercise than mental exercise that can make a difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
And various nutrients, fish oil has shown to be helpful. Curcumin, the kitchen spice that's in curry.
Yeah.
These are some of the things that can help.
Make sure that you're not smoking, too. Smoking
is
very woof. Okay, the rogue gynecologist at Johns Hopkins, who's going to be responsible for them having to pay $190 million to 8,000 women. How in the world? You said, we were talking off air, you used to do pelvic exams as sort of a generalist. How do you set up a camera and get this weird about this? And then who catches you?
Well, it's totally bizarre. I mean, first of all, this guy is dead, committed suicide, attached a helium balloon to a plastic bag and asphyxiated himself. So we'll never know his motives. But the women recall that he was very, very strange, cold and impersonal during exams,
uh-huh,
and set about his work methodically. $190 million settlement from Johns Hopkins University.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very strange. I mean, there's some very strange people who find their way into the field of medicine, just like any field. You know, there's some bad apples.
He had a pen camera,
yeah,
to do the work. Woof. All right, let's see the essence of niacin. There are a lot of people who say niacin is bad. I'm wondering what you say about niacin, given what was published in the New England Journal of Medicine last week.
This is actually a big theme of my radio show this weekend. You can actually get a download of that at drhoffman.com and listen to my commentary. Niacin was a biggie in the 80s and 90s, and it was actually a billion-dollar industry, because it's not just a supplement, it's a drug. Niaspan was a long-release niacin that's available via prescription. Newer studies now show that A, it's probably not helpful, and B, it could even have harmful effects. It may be that the type available in the health food store has less in the way of side effects because it's not a time release, it's a quick release. Yeah. But then you get a lot of flushing, which is a nuisance.
So I've not had that problem. I take niacin because they don't want to do a statin drug.
Yeah.
Although I'm more and more being convinced that maybe it's a good idea. My good cholesterol grows up a little bit each year, and the bad cholesterol comes down a little bit each year. But the niacin seems to ameliorate that. But if I took statin drugs, that would make it work faster, yes or no?
Well, you know, it depends. I think statin drugs are overrated. Sometimes they can be helpful, but overall, I'm a big believer in lifestyle.
Check out drhoffman.com, folks.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Tech Talk Time, featuring Shelley Palmer. At least that's how we get started. Each day he spends moments talking about some of the important developments in terms of technology, ideas that people have, things that have been put into practice, tools, etc., etc. Today he's going to talk with you about using smartphones when you go traveling overseas. How does that work? How would you like to be prepared? Is it a SIM card or what is it? We'll find out in a moment as Shelley Palmer appears here on Good Day.
The best way to start the new school year is to look awesome and feel like a genius. Get the best of both worlds by saving 75% off select new Kyocera phones from Boost Mobile with monthly plans starting at only $40 a month. Metaphorically speaking, that's like getting more bang for your buck, more bounce for your ounce, more booyah for less moolah, more bling bling for less cha-ching, more of what you want for less of what you got. So let Boost Mobile give you a back-to-school boost with discounts on select Kyocera phones with monthly plans starting at only $40 a month. Because we could all use a little more or a little less, metaphorically speaking. Visit your local Boost Mobile retailer or boostmobile.com/stores for details. Boost Mobile. Offer ends 8/31/14 at participating dealers and boostmobile.com. While supplies last for new customers only on a monthly plan. Discounts vary and are limited to select Kyocera phones. Excludes taxes. Coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See participating dealer or visit boostmobile.com/stores for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you spend a lot of time traveling overseas, you're quickly going to realize that smartphones are not all that smart. The rates for making and receiving calls are reminiscent of mobile phone plans in the 90s. If you don't buy an expensive monthly international roaming plan, your phone calls may cost several dollars per minute. Even with those plans, calls and texts aren't cheap, and the data you're allowed is almost non-existent. If you use your phone overseas the way you use it at home, you'll spend somewhere between $100 and $150 per day. But there's a way to avoid crazy fees. If you have an unlocked phone from AT&T, T-Mobile, or Sprint, you can pop in a relatively cheap local prepaid SIM card and keep your costs down. But that SIM card comes with a brand new phone number, which is a big deal if you need to receive calls on your real mobile number in real time. If you don't, remember, you can always check your American smartphone voicemail a few times a day. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Once a year, every woman celebrates her birthday, and at least once a year, every woman should celebrate her health. Hi, I'm Representative Helen Miller from Iowa, and I'd like to be sure that all women know about their Well Woman visits. Preventive wellness care, now covered by all health plans, requires no out-of-pocket costs and will ensure that all women are healthier for the long term. Your Well Woman visit, a new benefit to you, can include screenings to detect diseases early when they may be easier to treat, as well as education and counseling to help you make the best health care decisions possible. By visiting your doctor every year, you will not only benefit from the general physical exam, but you will be able to have a better sense of your health habits and history and set goals for your personal health. This essential preventive wellness care is now covered by all health plans and requires no out-of-pocket costs. Women in Government, an organization of women state legislators, is working to encourage women to schedule their annual exam. You can help spread the word. To learn more, visit womeningovernment.org.
The award-winning Nestle Crunch Girl Scout... You say it again, Doug. Nestle Crunch Girl Scout candy bars are back for a limited time this summer. Make this summer even sweeter. The Girl Scouts of the USA and Nestle Crunch are launching a new campaign that will give hundreds of girls the chance of a lifetime. Here's Channel Caraway with more info.
According to a new study by the Girl Scout Research Institute, girls benefit immensely from time spent outdoors. That's why Nestle Crunch and Girl Scouts of the USA are teaming up on the Let's Get Her to Camp campaign. Actress and singer Lucy Hale supports this mission.
Camp is a wonderful experience that every girl should have the chance to enjoy. I'm proud to work with Nestle Crunch Girl Scout candy bars to make it possible for hundreds of girls to have an opportunity to attend camp.
Hale says you can help send girls to camp by participating in the summertime tradition of telling stories around a campfire.
You can help us send girls to Girl Scout summer camp simply by sharing your own campfire stories at the virtual campfire. Submit your story online at nestlecrunch.com/letsgethertocamp.
For more, visit Facebook.com/Nestle Crunch or post on Twitter at Nestle Crunch US, hashtag Let's Get Her to Camp until August 31st or until the consumer submission goal is met. That's Lifestyles with Nestle Crunch Girl Scout Candy Bars.
Crunch, 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 crunch. Are they really those Nestle bars? Are they really crunchy?
Of course.
Yeah, they got Rice Krispies in them.
Rice Krispies in them, yeah. Rice Krispies. What else? Rice cream. So this would be a good breakfast then to have. This would be
absolutely
a legitimate way to
chocolate
have
and
chocolate and enjoy it for
start
breakfast.
Start the movement, Dougie.
A little. We got to grind it up in little pieces and put some raw milk on it, and it would be great breakfast, right? Let's have chocolate and Rice Krispies for breakfast. That's my motto today. Rice Krispies and chocolate for everyone.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.